Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Revel. Hot weather really isn't good for the British, is it? Sends them loopy, ruins their judgment. Politicians know this, which is why elections are usually in the summer. And the reason they're every 5 years is because so is summer. I mean, if the sun shines at the weekend, every British family with a car actually believes they'll be the only people who decide to drive to the seaside. Or maybe the sun makes them think that spending a day on the M4 on the outskirts of Swindon is a good day out. But if they actually get to the seaside, the sun makes them think that swimming in radioactive sewage is a fun thing to do. Because there I was at home, taxing my imagination for yet another brilliant excuse for not working. Vince?
Oh, wow. That bumblebee really knows how to handle a stamen. Oh, no more. Leave me alone. Oh, it's moments like that make it good to be a geranium.
Lucky you. Oh,
yeah. Caroline hasn't been round much recently, has she?
No. We had a row.
Oh, what about?
At the point of climax, I accidentally yelled out the wrong name.
Another girl's?
No, my own. Look, I've got to get this script posted by 8:30. Do you want anything before I go out?
You wouldn't mind blowing some of your smoke in my direction, would you?
A geranium who enjoys a post-coital cigarette?
Too right.
You want to be careful. At first, that's the only time I smoked. Now I'm addicted.
Well, look on the bright side. The way things are at the moment, you won't find it hard to give up.
See you later. Hi, Craig. I'd like a cheese omelette and a cup of tea, please.
Hi, Nick. What can I get you?
Cheese omelette and a cup of tea.
Fine. Do you want eggs in the omelette?
Now, that's a novel suggestion. An omelette with eggs in it. Yeah, why not? And I tell you what, maybe some cheese as well.
Okay.
Craig, what's up?
Nothing, really. Yes, please.
Egg, sausage and chips 4 times, please. And a tomato sandwich.
Yeah, okay.
You look totally spaced out. Let me give you a hand.
No, I can manage, thanks.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing?
What's it look like I'm doing, Nick? You wanted a cheese omelette, so in this hand I have a cheese grater and in this hand I have an egg.
Give me the spare apron. Come on, let me back there. Come on. What's upset you? You're tearful. You haven't been watching Brief Encounter on your own again, have you?
Not watching Brief Encounter, Nick. Living it.
Eh?
It's Shona.
What?
She's gone.
Gone?
Aye, gone. She packed her bags and left this morning.
Oh, Craig, I'm really sorry.
Aye.
Craig, tomato sandwich, bread on the outside, tomato on the inside. Oh, I'm sorry, man.
No, it's funny. I mean, even though I knew it was going to happen, it doesn't make it any easier.
2 cheese and a buttered roll, please.
I had no idea. Why did she go? Surely not the way you pick your toenails with a butter knife, is it? I mean, I know that gets on her nerves.
Excuse me. Can I cancel the buttered roll?
No. It wasn't that.
Have you been given a driving lesson? That is always disastrous. I told you that. You should never give driving lessons to a loved one.
8 deep-fried beef dripping and black pudding fritters, please.
Right.
Yeah, on fried bread.
Uh-huh. Want fries with that?
Oh, yeah.
Salt?
Leave it out. You're trying to give me a heart attack.
Do you know where she's gone?
Northampton.
Northampton?
Aye.
Oh, that must make it worse. I'm really sorry, Craig. If there's anything I can do, I mean...
No, it's no use dwelling on it. I've just got to face up, you know. From now on, it's not Shona's Cafe. It's Craig's Cafe.
That's good, Craig. You've got to be positive. Craig's Cafe.
Aye. Until a week on Monday.
Why a week on Monday?
That's when the course finishes.
Say again?
She's on a management course for a week in Northampton.
She's away for 10 days. You're walking around like an extra from Night of the Living Dead because Shona is away for 10 days.
So?
But I mean, well, what about that time when you were the roadie with that rock band?
Sound engineer.
Oh, right, sound engineer. Yeah, because you've got to plug in the mics as well as say 1-2, 1-2. You were away for about 4 months.
Well, it was different that time.
How?
It was me who was away. Anyway, she really annoyed me just before she left. She says, "Now, Craig, I can count on you not to do anything stupid while I'm away.
Well, you know, she's worked hard on this
place. As if I do anything to harm business.
Hey, Craig, those veggie burgers today were the best ever. You got some new secret ingredient?
Aye, beef. Well, I think we did pretty well today, Nick.
Yeah, but you know, that vegetarian was really upset.
Hiya, Christine. Can I get an Evening Standard and a Gazette, please?
Righto. There's your Gazette. George, can you get me a Standard while you're there?
Hey.
A Standard.
What's that you want? A Standard?
Yes. There you go. I keep telling him to buy a new hearing aid, but he never listens to a word I say.
See you now.
Anyway, vegetarians are stupid.
Yeah, well, maybe so, but they're also customers. You know?
I told her, what's the problem? That cow was dead before you came in the cafe.
Craig, you can't drive people away just because you don't like them.
Why not?
Well, you'd end up with about three customers. And you wouldn't even let them in if England had just played Scotland.
I would if Scotland had won.
Like I say, you wouldn't even let them in.
This is a premiere, you see, vegetarian cyclists. Just because they don't eat meat, they think they have the right to terrorise pedestrians.
I know, the only time they stop at a zebra crossing is to release it into the wild.
Well, we got our own back, though. Look, he's had to stop at the traffic lights and the windscreen cleaners are insisting on doing his glasses.
Well, cheers, Nick.
Cheers.
Thanks for helping me out. I know I was a bit vague this morning, but I'll be fine on my own tomorrow.
Are you sure?
I am right on the ball.
Who's the vodka for?
Shona. It's just force of habit.
Mm-hmm. And the candle?
To remember her.
Craig, she's not dead. She's just gone to Northampton. Oh, point taken.
Brian, two more pints here, please.
Coming up.
It's Sunday. I can't feast, though. Sunday's right. We get a video, open a bottle of wine, turn the lights down low, and then she unbuttons my shirt and checks my back for blackheads. Can I come round your place Sunday evening?
I'm not squeezing your blackheads.
No. Just to get me out of the house, I mean. I'll cook dinner.
All right, but I'm not nursemaiding you the whole time, OK?
There you go.
Cheers, thanks.
Is that the local paper?
Yeah, have you seen this?
Apparently, sure, it was in the local paper once. In Dundee.
Really?
Aye, when we got married. She's always been the high-profile one.
What? You weren't in your own wedding picture?
No. They cropped the photo wrong. Her granny still thinks Shona married a priest. Whenever we visit her, I have to wear a dog collar.
I tell you, this paper would make you scared to set foot outside your door, wouldn't it?
I know, it's all street crime and that.
I mean, look at this one. Mutant Ninja Turtle lookalikes mug pizza delivery moped.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Did you see the one last week? Pensioner held up an off-licence with a sawn-off shotgun built into his walk frame. They only caught him because of the hot weather.
Yeah, that's right.
What happened?
He was crossing the road with the cops in pursuit. The tarmac melted and the legs of his walk frame got stuck.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Right. Shona's granny's got a walk frame.
Oh, shut up.
Shona always tells me to do that, doesn't he?
So, how's Craig?
Still unbearable. We had to abandon the Shona box. You know, 10 pence every time he mentions her name. He'd have been bankrupt by Thursday afternoon.
Is that why you were so insistent I didn't meet you in the pub?
Yeah.
You mean he seriously couldn't have coped with the idea of us going home together and him going home alone?
Absolutely. You know, his theory is when your woman's away, it's compulsory to spend all night with your best mates, drinking and pining.
Male bonding rituals are so pathetic.
No. Pining. Fancy some heterosexual bonding?
No, Nick, I've got to get some sleep. Where's that music coming from?
It's next door.
It's 3:30 in the morning. Tell them to turn it down. What are they, students?
No, it's a woman. She's about 65. I don't know.
But it's Judas Priest. Nobody with a mental age over 12 listens to that rubbish. Ask her to turn it down.
Okay. But I can't promise. I've tried before and she just throws fish at me.
What?
She works in a fishmonger's. I don't know.
Well, if she won't turn it down, try and persuade her to listen to it backwards. She might top herself.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Who is it?
My name's Nick. I live next door. Could you possibly turn the music down, please?
What?
Could you turn the music down, please?
What?
I was just wondering if you could turn the music down.
I have turned it down.
Well, I'm sorry, it's very loud. I couldn't sleep.
You won't be up.
I'm sorry.
You ain't got no consideration. Do you realise what time it is?
It's 3:30.
Yeah, 3:30 in the morning. You've got nothing better to do than go around knocking on people's windows.
I've tried ringing the bell. There's no reply.
Of course not. It don't work.
Well, that's why I knocked on the window.
You've got no business knocking on my window. What's wrong with the doorbell?
You just said it wasn't working.
Yeah, and I don't want to talk to you, so don't matter, the bell don't work, does it?
Look, this has been going on all week.
Get lost!
Ah, a squid!
Oi, turn the music down! Some people are trying to sleep!
Piss off!
Don't you throw mackerel at me!
More coffee?
Yeah, please.
Any exciting mail?
Well, I'll resist the excruciating pun. No, all junk. What's this one? Do not throw this away. Important message from Time Life Books. I could have made it in basketball.
What's this one? Ah, amazing offer. The American Express Executive Travelling Sock Dispenser. Embossed with your initials in gold if you apply by July 31st.
Nice shot. Here we go. Next one. Exclusive to Barclaycard holders. The new ideas, battery-operated, handheld, goldfish jacuzzi. Improve the muscle tone of your cherished pets with this unique device. Haven't got a goldfish.
Shame.
Yeah. This one's by hand. Yuppie scum. If you complain again about the music, you will die. There's plenty more where that squid come from. Oh, my God.
Don't be silly. She's not going to kill you.
The death threat I can handle, but being called a yuppie...
Well, don't worry. You're not rich enough and you're too old.
Thank you.
Listen, dear Nick, really enjoyed your outline. Would like to discuss it with you before I go back to LA. How about next Monday at 8:30? Yours, Bill Worthington, Head of Development, Ninja Productions. Which outline was that?
Oh, a horror movie. It's about this pensioner who gets messages from heavy metal records telling her to go around murdering people with a giant squid.
You'll never sell it to Hollywood.
Why not?
Too true to life. Gotta go. I'll see you in the week.
Yeah, okay. Oh, by the way.
What?
If no one with a mental age of over 12 listens to Judas Priest, how come you recognised it?
I'm doing the sales campaign for the new Jeffrey Archer novel. Got to know my market. Bye.
OK, I've done the chips, Craig. What's next?
Get some bacon under the grill.
Nobody ordered bacon.
Yeah, I know, but if there's one thing guaranteed to break the will of a vegetarian, it's the smell of grilling bacon. You can't resist it. Their taste buds start yelling, let's have a bacon sandwich. It's why mustard was invented. Yeah. Then you give me a hand putting up that sign over there.
Craig, is that sign wise? No vegetarians will be served in this cafe who wear leather shoes.
It's wise. Forces them to confront the contradictions of their lifestyle.
But they won't, will they? They'll just eat somewhere else.
Good point. Yeah, where do you think I should put it then? I know, next to the No Dundee United fans.
Craig, you can't take it out on the rest of the world just because you're missing Shona.
Hey, we agreed not to mention her. It'll only put me in a bad mood. This neighbour of yours who plays loud music at 3 a.m, how old is she?
Oh, God knows. Could be anything between 50 and 100. She'd probably admit to 35.
Oh, yeah? What makes you say that?
The peroxide blonde hair. Nobody with peroxide admits to anything more than 35.
So this guy, right, chucks a brick through her window and she just shuts up.
Yeah, it's terrible, you know. Nothing worked except violence. Mind you, she got him right between the eyes with the mackerel. It was incredible.
What?
Well, she works in a fishmonger. She's got a deadly arm. I've seen her in the back garden practicing with a frozen eel.
Yeah?
Because it comes back to her like a boomerang, you know, on account of the shape.
All right. Well, you know why this happens, though? It's because people don't look on their neighbours as human beings.
My neighbour isn't a human being.
See, I was thinking last night, and I came up with this great idea.
And?
I've worked out how to reduce urban violence.
Just like that?
Yeah.
You're not going to join the police?
No, no, no. I failed creative writing.
What do you need that for in the police?
Sorry?
I say, what do you need that for in the police?
Statements. But the point is here, that in an urban environment, there is no natural community interaction, right? Thus, relationships become dehumanised
and violence is more likely to occur between strangers.
Still doing the Sunday Post sociology course, then?
Look, if people knew each other, they'd have more respect for each other.
No, they wouldn't.
They would.
They wouldn't. Their little tics and idiosyncrasies would just wind each other up and you'd have mass murder. Would you stop tugging on your earlobe like that? Anyway, I don't want to get to know my neighbour. I just wanted to stop playing loud music in the middle of the night without having to throw a brick through a window.
Well, I've decided what to do.
What?
A street party.
What?
A street party. Everyone would get to know each other better, have a good time, respect each other as human beings, and little disputes like this would be solved amicably, rather than with aggression. Eh? So what do you think?
Sounds great in theory. Only one drawback.
What?
It sounds great in theory.
I think you're letting this one incident sour your general perspective a little, Nick.
No, I'm sour because I haven't slept properly for 3 days.
Well, I still think this street party would be a good idea.
Yeah, and I still think that anything good in theory is bound to be bad in practice. You must understand that. You're Scottish.
What?
Well, look at your football team. Great in theory.
And in practice.
Yeah, OK, it's when they finish practising and play actual matches that the problem's...
Hey, watch it, friend. Well, that bacon smells great. And look, here comes a vegetarian.
Where have you been all week?
I've been helping Craig out in the cafe, I told you.
I'm parched.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, listen, I've been neglecting you here. A special treat, Perrier.
The bubbles tickle.
Oh. Alvin?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Alvin was so thirsty, he saw a mirage.
Yeah, I was in a greenhouse with a stream running through it, and with its own beehive and classical music on CD. And then I came round, and here I was, on the toilet cistern staring at the back of your head.
It's a good job we're here, turning carbon dioxide into oxygen like this, you know. I mean, if we weren't, sometimes I think you'd die when you use that toilet.
Don't be so disgusting, Vince. Anyway, it's not my fault. I'm having to eat all the vegetarian stuff in the cafe. The veggies won't eat it because Craig keeps putting meat in it.
Why?
Doesn't like vegetarians.
Good.
Yeah, we don't like vegetarians neither.
I was a vegetarian for a while, you know. I used to work in an abattoir. Didn't actually kill the animals. I used to do things like pack cows' lungs into a box. You know, you throw them in the box, force the lid down, write on it, cow's lungs, unfit for human consumption, then the address, Wizzo's Burger Van Company, Deptford. Another job I had was scrubbing dead cows' tongues, because after they'd been wrenched from the severed head of the dead animal, you have to scrub all the congealed blood and mucus off before you pack them. But eventually the glamour wore off.
So what made you stop being a vegetarian?
The smell of grilling bacon. One day I just thought, that's what mustard's for. Hiya, Craig. So what are we having for this special Sunday dinner, then?
Craig's vegetarian surprise. Mixed grill with pork dumplings. Followed by chocolate mousse à la Isabel.
Chocolate mousse à la Isabel. Sounds good. What is it?
Well, you make a recipe for 12 people, and then two of you eat it. You've met my friend Isabel, haven't you?
Yeah. Hyperactive with lots of spots.
That's all right.
So did you get those leaflets printed for your street party committee meeting?
Yes, and I put them through every letterbox in the area.
That's funny, I didn't get one.
No? Oh, I meant to bring one round. Oh, damn it. I think I forgot. Oh, no. You know what else I forgot?
What?
Cream for the mousse. Oh, you wouldn't mind nipping out and getting me some, would you, while I get on with this?
Yeah, sure, no worries.
Great.
It's ridiculous, you know. Ever since I started reading the local paper, I'm nervous out on the street. I'm a grown man, for heaven's sake. Well, almost grown. That's all right, yeah, because if anyone attacks me, all I have to do is turn towards them, raise my arms and yell, "Socialist worker! Socialist worker!" And they'll go, no, please leave me alone. So, why worry?
I got the cream.
Oh, hello.
Nick, this is Amanda and Donna.
Hi.
Hi.
Excuse me, I just have to unload this shopping.
Sure.
Craig, could you give me a hand?
Sure.
So who are the Sinead O'Connor lookalikes?
They're here for the committee meeting.
Oh, right. Yeah. The one I didn't get a leaflet for, because it's in my flat.
Yeah. Look, the thing is, I couldn't have the meeting at our place because of the cats.
Because of the cats?
Yeah, they go psychotic when Shona's away, you know. They attack people, they whine, they won't leave you alone, they keep you awake all night crying.
Sounds familiar.
I know, it's pathetic.
Yeah. Well, you could have let me know.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry to keep you ladies.
What did you call us?
Ladies?
Yes, typical.
We're not ladies, we're women.
And women are angry.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Don't change the subject. We might as well get straight to the point.
This street party is an excellent idea to encourage community spirit.
That's what I thought.
Provided it's for women only.
Eh?
Women do not feel safe when men are on the street.
Therefore, no men.
Listen, do you realise that 100% of male violence on women in this area is committed by men? To allow men to this street party.
Luke, the
if
whole...
If men want to come to the street party, fine. But the deal is...
End violence against women.
Castrate all men.
Hmm. Totally behind the first half of that, but the second half, it's not a great vote catcher, really, is it?
Look.
Excuse me.
Hello, is this 32 St. George's Park Road?
Yeah.
Oh, good, I'm at the right place then. I had a devil of a job finding you. Sorry, I'm Andy Parsons, St. George's Park Community Police Officer.
Oh, right. Come in. Just been posted here then, have you?
No, been doing it about, 3 years. But it's finally the time to get out on the streets. With me being black, most of my time's taken up with photo calls for the local newspaper, that sort of thing.
Anyway, what are you doing here, pig?
Oh, hello, ladies. Don't get up. I got the leaflet about the street party. I got the leaflet about the street party committee, so I thought I'd come along. Sounds a grand idea, does that? My name's Andy. What's yours?
We don't talk to pigs.
Oh, dear. I should have come in plain clothes. Then you could have patronised me for being black instead of insulting me for being a copper.
Amanda and Donna were just suggesting that the street party should be women only.
And definitely no filth.
Yeah, we don't want people like you leaving your footprints on people's faces, OK?
I see, yeah, I see. Ooh, look! Both you girls have got on the same boots as I have.
Yeah, look, you see, The way I'd seen it, right, was that the street party would be a chance for everybody in the community to share an event with everybody else. What is that noise?
It's my neighbour sharing her record collection with everybody else.
Do you think you could possibly ask her to turn it down? It's doing me head in.
It's OK. We'll go. We're social workers.
We're good with kids.
We're social workers. We're good with kids. Shouldn't that be, although we're social workers? Tea, anyone?
Yeah, I'll put the kettle on, eh?
So, are you a writer then, Nick?
Yeah, I am. How did you know that?
Just a guess. The overflowing ashtrays and the 6 empty vodka bottles were a bit of a clue. Have you had stuff on TV?
Well, yeah, you know.
Can I have your autograph?
Nah, you don't want my autograph.
Go on, I collect them.
Ah, okay.
Thanks. I was on Crime Watch once myself.
Really? Oh, this sheet of paper, it's headed Metropolitan Police Prisoner's Statement.
Oh, damn. Never mind. Always worth a try. 1968. Excuse me, duty calls. Hello? Yeah, I see. Yes, yeah. Message received and understood. Roger and out. Sorry, I have to go. Any idea where 34 St. George's Park Road is?
Yeah, it's next door.
Oh, yeah, of course. Silly me. Well, I won't be a minute. Report of a disturbance.
Blimey, Craig, let's go to the pub.
No way, it's too dangerous out there.
Why, what's going on?
Well, Donna's flat out on the pavement and your next door neighbour is...
Boadicea.
Boadicea?
She's got little blades on her shopping trolley, you know.
Well, she's come scooting out the door, right, and she's just belted Donna with a... What is that?
Move over, let's have a look. I think it's... it's a halibut.
Yeah, so it is. Nice piece of fish, what a waste.
Oh, look, PC Parsons trying to get the handcuffs on Boadicea.
Hey, Amanda's confused, look. Oh, what a dilemma. Does she side with the forces of reaction or get battered with an offensive flatfish?
Well, excellent committee meeting, Craig. Good turnout. Lots of community spirit. Shall we go to the pub?
I'm disappointed no one turned up from the poly, though.
Well, you know what students are. You wouldn't get them interested in being on a street party committee.
Yeah, I know. That's why I did a totally different leaflet for them. You know, make it a bit more attractive.
Let me see the leaflet.
Okay. Here we go.
You missed off the word street.
Oh.
And the words committee meeting.
Did I?
You did.
Oh.
The leaflet says, come to 32 St. George's Park Road for an acid house party. free drugs.
Yeah, well, like I say, I had to make it more attractive. So, where are you going?
Back to the flat.
But it's your round.
Come on!
Oi! You in there? Turn that music off!
Well, you got your street party, Craig. The entire population of the road out on the street besieging my flat. Come on, open the door! Come on!
No, there's no room.
I live here. Let me in. Craig, give me a hand. Craig!
Hello again, Nick.
Ah, PC Parsons, good to see you.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, you're under arrest.
Look, I can't explain.
Are you going to come quietly, or do I have to get rough?
No, I'll come quietly.
Oh, you yuppies are no fun.
I'm not a yuppie. Hey, what are these fire engines doing?
That woman who lives next door to you, her flat caught fire.
She wasn't killed, was she?
Oh, no, she got out okay.
Oh, good.
You don't sound totally convincing on that one.
Well, she was psychotic. Loud music at all hours of the night, you know?
Yeah, well, there won't be any more. It was a short circuit. Apparently, a live lobster clawed its way through a stereo system. Come on, into the van.
Okay, but I can't explain. I'll only be wasting your time.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We can book you for that.
Okay, lads. Do the house.
Tell you what, Nick. Good job you didn't give us your autograph earlier on, or you'd be in real trouble.
Oh, where have you been all night?
In the police station. Finally, after 12 hours, they decided to drop all the charges.
Who were all those people in here last night?
Students.
What is a student?
Well, Alvin...
As far as I can make out, Alvin, they're like a creature halfway between humans and animals.
Yeah, pretty close.
They picked all my flowers off. When my bees came in this morning, I had nothing to offer them.
Sorry about that. Blame Craig.
One of them students even tried to smoke my leaves. I feel terrible.
Me too. Blimey, it's nearly midday. Listen, I'm going to go to bed. Oh, look at the state of this house, students. Oh, no. Who are you?
Who are you?
This is my flat.
Oh, great party. Guess I must have fallen asleep. Where is everybody? Have I missed lectures?
Oh, yeah, like that's something different for a student on a Monday. Just go away.
Oh, okay. Don't you want a hand clearing up?
What?
I'm offering to help you clear up.
Sorry, I thought you said you were a student.
By the way, you had a couple of messages. Someone called Bill phoned.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he said on second reading your outline felt too true to real life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and someone called Caroline, she sounded kind of annoyed. She asked me what name you yelled at the point of climax. What did she mean by that?
Oh, never mind.
Okay, where should we start?
We could get those cans in a bag or something. Well, there you go, Shona. Welcome back. How was the course?
Oh, great. Were you asleep when we phoned?
Yeah, I had a late night.
You look terrible, Nick. Are you hungover?
Yeah.
Well, at least Craig had more sense than to get mixed up in one of your drinking sessions.
Yeah. Where is Craig?
He's just gone over to the cafe to do some baking for tomorrow. You only just missed him.
Really?
He just popped out the back door.
So the course was good, then?
Aye. It's given me this really good idea for promoting the cafe.
Uh-huh.
Aye. We promote a street party and do all the catering. It's a great idea, don't you think? Get the name of the cafe and all the leaflets. Craig said I should talk to you about it. What do you think? Why are you looking at me like that?
That was The Nick Revel Show, written by and starring Nick Revel, with Alistair McGowan, Caroline Gruber, Alison Sterling, Brian Bowles and Doom McKeegan. The producer is Joan Magnuson.